one I had.
That sounds good.
The first puppy job I had was working at Southern Bleacher and Print Works in Taylor. And I went to work there for 25 cents an hour in 1939. And I thought I was in the money. What was I going to do with $10 a week? And then not that long, this few weeks, Mr. Roosevelt come out at 40 cents an hour. Boy, I was in the money then. That's $16 for 40 hours. And I worked there, and they put me in the what's called a care room. That's where the ball of cloth and them great big vats run water, pull them in, and a powder, they call it. Said you inside that thing, but you have to tend it, keep it running, keep the water right coming through it. Sometimes it'll end will come through and you have to retread it. Sometimes you'll take a nap and let the water overrun. Now this is at the Southern Bleachers. That is when they bleached and colored cloth there. And let's see, the next job I had was outside job working for a roofing man. When I worked at a roofing door, I don't know, until I went in service, I started off in roofing, carrying the shingles up on the house, toting them up the ladder, which was hard work. I wasn't told but a third of a square at a time. And I went on, after I went in service, I come back out, and me and Fred Old Hal, we hooked up, and Alvin worked for me and Palo. We was partners, and we was in the roofing business, which I liked that because we'd subcontract roofing. And we'd make then in the upper 40s, we'd make $135, $145 a week, and that was real money. And I'd donate to the church like I was supposed to. Give $20 out of that $135. And then I followed off my own roofing for, sometime in the 50s. And I went to work in a Gray Mill. In the, what's that room it goes in before it goes to the spinning room, where it spreads that yarn out to the end and then roll it up, then it goes to the spinning room. That's the room I worked in, but I can't think of the name of it, where they mix stuff to make that cloth. I worked in there, I guess, a couple of years. I found me a better job somewhere. Now, where did I go from there? Went from there to the school district, which was a state. And I stayed there 7.5 years and bought my time that I spent in service. I could buy that and add it on to my service. Length of service. And I got 10 and a half years of service for the state. And I just left mine in there, what they took out, insurance and all. And it's still in there. But I ain't drawing nothing from it. They got up to where they're paying me $240-something, and then all of a sudden, they cut me down to 175, and that's where I'm going now. And that ain't much. And as to the school district, I've been loafing ever since. I retired in 81. No, I ain't been loafing. As long as I was able, I was working. And that takes me up to retirement.
What did you do for the school district?
I did maintenance carpentry. I'd go to all the schools in the county and do repair work and build them mobile classrooms. It's called a maintenance partner. But I wound up being a doorman. I've opened the doors for people, but making doors would work right. Like it was oil or grease. I've done a little bit of a lot of different things. I had 3 years and 3 months. 39 months all together. In the military. And before I went in, I registered when the first registered in 1940. And they told me my order number was 83. And they told me in October of 1940. Well, I went down to be examined. Dr. Hughes examined me. And he found one of my feet that wasn't set upright. It had a broken bone and it wasn't set back right. So he sent me to a bone specialist. And this bone specialist, which was a real bone specialist, Dr. Warren Fike in Greenville. He was a real bone specialist. And he examined my foot. He said, you can't do no marking at all, and very little drilling. He says, I'm going to put you in 4L. So, he went on, he had me put in 4L. Thought I wasn't able to do military training. Well, I hung around here a while. Everybody I knew nearly at that age was in service somewhere. So I decided I knew they was needing all the soldiers they could get. So I went and volunteered. And they took me. And I went on and took basic training that anybody else took. The proper line as anybody else took. Only, I didn't try to make marksmen. I got maggot drawers all the time on purpose, even going to the infantry. I had asked for the signal corps and got it. And they could come to Ripple Dipple and get you if you spent time in the hospital, and it's more than 30 days, any company could come and get you. But if you do less than 30 days, your own company had first choice on you. So the first 30 days come and went. And I stayed there more than 30 days, and the company commander come by one day. He said, now they're going to release you in a few days. And he says, when they do, you start walking. And I'll have a truck pick you up. And the day they dismissed me, he had a mustard scare backed up to the door to the little old hospital, Station 29 Hospital, out in the countryside from Algeria. And he took me back to the company, put me on the first floor, lived in an old convent. He said, now don't you climb no steps anywhere. He said, when you want to eat, get up and go to the kitchen. Tell them the best sergeant you want to eat breakfast or lunch, whatever. Said he'll fix it to it. So I considered him the best person I met in World War II in the military. He was better to me than my daddy was. Real good to me. But I failed to get his home address. He's from the state of Michigan, but I don't know what town. And I never could get Jim DeMint. I got him to try to look him up so I could get my Purple Heart. So he's the one who gave it to me. I mean, he said I would get one. So that's about all I can say about the military year and a half anyway. And we ended the war in Europe, North Africa. And then we come back to Naples, Italy, waiting to be transported to Philippine Islands to invade Japan. Go through the Panama Canal, they said. I said, well, I never did know the Panama Canal had but one end. I said, I might go in the Panama Canal, but I won't come out of it on the ship. And that's about what I know about the Army. It went on the war stopped before they tried to ship us to the Philippines. They'd had us over there 3 years and then gonna ship to the Philippines to train to invade Japan. And that wasn't right. So I was gonna jump ship when I come to Panama Canal.